Welcome back to the Hope-Filled Chats with Alyssa and Melissa. Let's go.
Yay! Second episode.
Episode two. Incredible. We've made it this far. Episode two. And we're glad that we have listeners. One of them might be our relatives, or several of them are probably our relatives. But hey, we have listeners. Praise God.
We do. I had somebody at church this week ask me if our podcast was anywhere else besides Spotify, and I was like, "No, not right now. Spotify is the easiest platform to do this on." But also,
Yeah.
she was like, "I don't want to pay for Spotify." I was like, "You don't have to pay for Spotify."
No, that's a good point. You can listen to our podcast for free on
Yeah, you just.
Spotify. I also don't pay for Spotify because, well, you got to pitch pennies sometimes, and that's one of the things I'm not willing to pay for. So, full disclosure, I also listen to the free version. You just have the ads in there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind the ads. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, she was like, so like Pandora. I was like, man, that's old school, but yes, like Pandora.
Pandora is old school. I forgot about Pandora. That's so funny.
She's like, I just aged myself, didn't I? I was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was cracking up this week because, and you know this, but for the listeners out there, I was telling my mom earlier, I was laughing because I had no clue that it would tell us like the metrics and like who's listening to our podcast. And then when I was looking at it, I was like, oh, this is hilarious because it's like people that are all closely our age, give or take a 5 years, 5 or 10 years younger than us and 5 or 10 years older than us. And then all the middle in between, and that's the age gap of our listeners. And then there's one follower or one listener who is well above that age gap, and that was my mom. And so it made me, and I know it was her because at the time she had literally just said, I just listened to your podcast, and then you see those metrics like soon after, and it's like this one person that's well above our listener range is. And not well above. I feel like I'm calling my mom old. That's not the case at all. But like, there was a gap in between the listener age range of everybody else and then this one person who I 100% can honestly say it's my mom. There might be others eventually that reach that age gap as well, but I thought it was hilarious. And full disclosure, I told my mom the same thing. I've told other people, I've told you that. So it just makes me laugh. It's funny. But my mom really loves me. So when people are like, tell me they're listening. I would have been glad with one listener and just know that my mom really loves me.
Yeah. My
So,
mom said my mom was listening too, so it
oh,
could have
so
been her
she's
too.
up there with her. She's up
So
there with her. I think she might be a little bit
it
younger than my mom, but she's up there with her.
Yeah, I think my mom is younger than your mom.
So maybe it was your mom that was showing up on that age range,
I
but
don't know.
I think it was mine because I think your mom is slightly younger, but she's still up there, so they can be friends and listen together. They are friends, which is really cool. Anyways, we should get talking. We should start
Let's
talking about
go.
what
We
we're
should
talking
start
about
talking.
today. So,
Yeah.
what are we talking about today, Alyssa?
So we've decided that this episode is probably going to be a two-parter, because these things go together. But we're going to be talking about prayer and praise.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Two of my favorite things, and they sound so simple, but when you get looking into them, there's so much more to it. Yeah, prayer can be simple, and we'll talk about how simple it is, but there's also so much more to it than just the simplicity. And so I'm excited to dive in and look at that a little bit more. And then praise is just fun. Like, as someone who's very high energy, 24/7 hits the floor running in the morning, ready to go. Praise is fun for me. Because you just really get to express all that God's done. And we'll talk about that here in a second and really talk about, and we'll talk more about that next episode as well. But we'll dive into it a little bit today, but not too much. But really talking specifically about prayer today. So we're really excited about
Yeah.
this.
We wanted to go into prayer before praise because praise should come from a life of prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's cool because as I was preparing and looking at the scriptures around prayer, one of the verses that stood out to me, it's Psalm 145, 18, and it says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him." And so, like, that's where I want to start with prayer is why do we pray? We pray maybe to ask for something. We pray because we are looking for maybe restoration or something, or we're looking for health. Maybe we're looking for healing over ourselves or over someone. I've experienced that, and I might even get into that here in a minute about what it looks like to really pray and not stop praying regarding health. But we might be asking for something, but also too, it just brings us into a closer relationship with our Father who is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who call on Him. I like to think of prayer as you're literally just having a conversation, with your best friend. When you're having a conversation with someone, or even when you're in communication with someone, that brings the relationship closer together, right? And so when you're communicating with God, by praying, it's bringing you closer to Him. And so that's really where the heart of it comes from, is prayer really does come from bringing you closer to God, and yes, the Bible tells us to ask and keep asking for things, and we should be asking. And a lot of people think that's how you pray, is by asking, but as by asking for things. And there are times where I do ask for things. There are times where I ask for healing or God to come and move in certain situations. But at the end of the day, the best part about prayer is that it really is just a conversation with your Creator, and it brings you closer to Him,
Yeah. And people forget too that prayer, it can be just as simple as that, as just talking to your best friend. I mean, and I know sometimes it's hard to think about that, talking to God as like your best friend, but because it's like, but God is so much bigger than this, and so like so much greater than just talking. I was like, but that's all he wants. All he wants is for us to talk to him like his like our best friend.
And how cool is it that like your best friend is with you 24/7, like I have really good relationships, and I have several people that I would call my best friends on this earth. And I communicate with those people regularly. But those people aren't in with me at 2 a.m. necessarily, or like every moment of the day, every hour. But God is, and God is my ultimate best friend, and he's the best of the best. And how cool is it that if there is something that's happening, because life happens, if there is something, and 2 a.m. is a wild example, but that's just like it, but it's the reality of it. But if something were to happen at 2 a.m., and I've been woken up before at that hour and just started praying, and like I can't just call someone at 2 a.m. necessarily, but I can call God, I can call
Yeah,
Jesus.
exactly.
And
You
so,
can you can try to call somebody at 2 a.m., but the odds of them answering right away are slim to none.
yeah, exactly. Even use my phone, and I always say, if you call me, you can call me at any hour. Sometimes I'm going to sleep through that call. It just
Yeah.
depends. But how cool is it that the God of the universe, and we all have busy lives too. So like our friends or even myself might be busy whenever we need something or whenever we want to talk about something, but that's okay because we can talk to God through prayer. It's just as simple as that. It was funny because whenever I was a kid, I used to think, oh, prayer meant you had to sit still and you had to close your eyes and bow your head and fold your hands and all those things.
Right.
That's what we teach. And sometimes that is the case. Like sometimes you do need to, it's good, your eyes block out the distractions,
Yeah, but
and
sometimes I'm in the car and like driving in traffic and I'm just like, God, help me to stay calm. Help me to not like cuss somebody out.
yeah, absolutely. I could never picture you cussing somebody out, but more power to you.
In my head, maybe, but is yeah.
That's true. Yeah, even last night, I was cleaning up a little bit, and while I was cleaning, I was like, "Oh, I should just pray while I clean." And so I did. I had my eyes open. I was moving around, but I was praying. I was talking to the God because it really is. It's a relationship. We should talk about that sometime. Having like just being with God is a relationship, and so just to like have that conversation, even while I was cleaning, was super fun,
That's going on the Google Doc.
Yeah, that's real cool. We should talk about that. But yeah, so it's good stuff. And something else that whenever I was looking at the scriptures today to prepare for to prepare for talking about prayer, I was thinking about Philippians 4:6, and I'm someone that, before I get into this verse, I'm someone that, I'll tell you, gets super anxious about everything. And but this tells us not to.
No.
A whole lot better. I know. I've gotten a whole lot better than I used to. So that's another story for another day. But I just overthink everything, so I get very anxious. But Philippians 4:6 tells us, do not be anxious or worried about anything, Melissa. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance or situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And so it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, make your requests known to God. And this translation, I've got several translations in front of me, but this translation is amplified and it says specific request. So God wants to know. God wants to know what you need. He already knows. And he's already got the plan, you know. He already knows what's happening tomorrow. Matthew, it tells us in Matthew, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worry of his own. But that God has the plan for us. Specifically, he has a plan for Melissa. He has a plan for Alyssa. And he already knows what we're walking through. And this verse really was a game changer for me as someone who gets anxious about everything. Don't give me a test. It will freak me out. And if you do need to give me a test, it's cool. Just be patient with me. But do not be anxious about anything. And so, whatever it is that we're walking through, whether it's looking for a home or whether it's looking for healing in a certain area, maybe, or it's anything, or it's looking for financial help. Do not be anxious about anything, but give your request known to God. Even if you think it's a simple request, you know, you're like, oh, God has so many other people to worry about. Why does he care about me? Trust me, he does care. He cares about me. He cares about you. He cares about your neighbor. He cares, you know? And so
If
do
he
not.
dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor. Yeah.
Amen.
Sorry. Sorry.
No. I like it
That's the
when you
way.
sing. We could just
That's
do a whole singing episode. You could sing.
the way, that's where my brain went. Sorry.
You could sing for every time it's your turn to talk. Just do it in song. That would be fantastic and quite hilarious. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, make your request known to God. That literally means everything. If it means, God, please help me to do well on this test, so be it. Pray that God will give you the answers that you need, you know. If it means, God, keep me safe, going to the store, that might feel like a little thing, but it's really not, because who knows what could happen while you're driving to the store, you know. And so just pray that God would be with you and would answer those requests. He wants to hear from you. He knows what we need. You know, he knows exactly what I need. He knows the desires of my heart. The Bible tells us that. But he wants to hear from us. He wants us to ask. And so that's really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So, and also too, like when we think about praying, like Jesus taught us to pray, you know. He taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. And so if you ever need to know how to pray, start there. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Just start there, if you need to learn how to pray.
Super easy. And most, it's like if you study the Bible at all, even if you were a church kid, which a lot of us started out as church kids, you know, in the basement of the church. I mean, that's one of the things they teach us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So,
We used to
I
say it
mean,
every single Sunday in church growing
yeah.
up. Every single Sunday. That was a part of the service, is we would pray the Lord's Prayer every single Sunday.
Yeah, but a lot of us probably didn't realize how big of a deal that was till we were probably much older. Like
Yeah.
how Jesus was teaching us how to pray. I was like, what's the
Yeah.
first line of that prayer?
Our Father.
Our Father. So Jesus is addressing his father. I was like, hey, what's up? What's up, Dad?
Yeah. That's what I say to my dad. What's up, dad?
What's up, Dad?
I walk in, I nod my head up and down. I'm like, what's up?
What's up? But then, yeah, so he acknowledges, hey, father, it's me. I want to talk
Yeah.
to you. And then it goes, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed is an old school word, but all it really just means is holy.
Yeah.
As like holy is your name. He's addressing the deity of his father. So addressing the, for lack of a better word, godness.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a word, I don't think, but
Yeah.
so
And I like the next two sentences of that. I pulled it up, but it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And so, like, God's will is going to be done no matter
yeah,
what. But we
I
can
mean,
trust that God's will is greater than our will, you know? Like, I don't know what, like, God knows so much more of what I need than I know of what I need, right? And so, like, God's will is going to be done. And, like, that's real powerful. Like, your will is going to be done. God's will is going to be done no matter what.
I mean, you're telling God, I was, put my will aside. I was like, I don't care. I mean, I do care, but I don't care what I want because I know what you have is better. And then, seeing the human side of Jesus too, in the Garden of Gethsemane right before he's gonna be betrayed by Judas, I was like, that's one of the things he prays. He says, Father, if you can take this cup from me, like, you can tell Jesus was human in that moment. He's like, if you can take this cup from me, don't let me do this, but let your will be done. So it's like, even when, you know what, that kind of goes to show you, like, if you're going through something, you're going through a storm and it's like raining really hard and like you don't know anything, it's like sometimes God doesn't stop the storm. He lets you he lets you walk through it because it's gonna teach you something in the moment. I was like, but
Isn't that true?
he gives you the strength and he gives you a way out.
Absolutely. That's so true. There's been several times in my life where, like, it's really hard, you know, and the storm is really tough, but God never told us it was going to be easy to walk with him. He
No.
never says that. But he's with us. He does promise to be with us, you know, until the end of the age. And so he never said it was going to be easy, but he makes it easier to walk through the storm. And walking through that storm was the best thing for me. Like, I never saw it while I was in the middle of it, because it's hard to see while you're in the middle of something how good could come from this. But actually, that storm made me stronger. It made me who I am today. It made me closer to him, closer to God, you know, and it drew me closer to him. And so that's so true that what you're saying about walking through the storm is just really true. It's so
Yeah, I mean,
true.
have you ever been at the beach in a huge storm where it's very windy, you can't see nothing because the waves are so big and it's just like it's rough. There are rough seas, but then the storm passes and then everything is so calm.
Yeah, I have seen that. I try to avoid
Yeah.
the beach if I can. I'm kidding. Don't come at me, people. I don't like the beach as
Melissa's not a
much.
beach person. I don't like the beach as much as the mountains, but I do still like the beach.
I like the beach when I'm with people. Like, I beach and me, I don't you ever go to the beach alone, so, like, I'm always with people, so that part of it's fun to me. And of course I love seafood, but I burn way too easily, and I don't like
Melissa.
sand being everywhere, and it's really because I burn way too easily.
Melissa is very fair-skinned.
So it's not my favorite thing. But so don't come at me, people. I will go to the beach. But my poor mother loves the beach, and she's always like, "Melissa, we need to go to the beach." And I'm like, "Why? Why do we need to go to the beach, Mom?" And she goes, "Because it's the beach." And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go with you, but
Yeah.
not my favorite. If I go to the beach with you, it's pure love. Just know that. If you ever go to the beach with me, just know it's pure love. Alyssa's been to the beach with me before, but that was pure love because we were like on vacation in a place where I really wanted to go. But
Anyway.
anyways, we digress. That's a rabbit trail for the day.
Rabbit trail. But yeah, I mean, after the storm, it's just so calm. And it's very serene and peaceful. And it gets very quiet.
I do like that. I do like that. And I like being in those areas right after the storm where it's calm, you know. And so I do enjoy that. That's really cool.
So, there's always a calm after the storm.
There really
How
is.
long you have to be in that storm? I don't know. That's between you and God. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't put a timeline on those things, but I'm
And
telling
I
you what.
think,
But there are some times too where I felt like I walked around the same mountain like several times
fair. And I feel like, too,
because I'm hard headed.
like, I think, I, so what I was gonna say is, I think that, like, God knows us better than we know ourselves, right? He created us, He knows
Oh, yeah.
every. It says he knows every hair on our head. I don't know every hair on my head. Like that's a good example of how well God knows us. Like he knows us really well, knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. He's not going to put us through something that he knows we can't handle. If we're truly, and I believe that, and I don't know that it says that necessarily in the scripture, but I believe it because I believe that God knows me and he wants what's best for me. And
I
so
don't
God's
think
not,
he I
you
don't think
know?
he's gonna get yeah, like I agree with that. I don't think he's gonna give us something more than we ourselves can handle, but I think he will give us something more than we can physically handle because we need to depend on him for the strength to get through.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's going to challenge us, you know, like how do you get better at something by being challenged? How do you get better at something by being challenged? So,
And then the only way through that, is just it. The only way through to get through those storms and things like that is, hey, depend. You've got to depend on your father. And how do you do that? You have to talk to him.
yeah. I alluded to this a little bit in the last episode, but I was talking about last year and how there were certain areas of my life where I just clung to God, you know, because he was the only one that could satisfy the needs that I needed right then. And so and he was and that was all I knew to do was just to cling to him. And so like depending on God is a real thing, and it's not a weak thing. It's actually a strong thing. It's really tough to just depend on God, especially if you like to be in control of the situation. I've never liked to be in control of a situation. I'm kidding. I always like to be in control of a situation, but it really is a good thing to learn that like depending on God is a real thing, and it takes a lot of strength to do that, and to just let go of whatever it is, whatever desire you have, just let go of that and really depend on him and trust him for what you need. So I think that's really, really good, Alyssa.
That's really cool. And I mean, prayer. We should pray. Jesus prayed, so of course we should pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus prayed as his human self, and Jesus also prayed after his after he was risen and he after his transfiguration. I
Yeah.
was like, what's the word? What's the word? And it's really cool. I had no idea our pastor was going to be doing 3 weeks of praying like Jesus before we had decided that this was the order of episodes we were going to be doing. And
That's cool.
so it was just really funny that this landed during that time. And
Yeah.
one of my I was like, I think yesterday was probably my favorite sermon out of the 3 weeks because there was so much cool stuff that came out of it. Jesus was he was preaching in John 17, and where Jesus is praying for well, he's talking to God first, saying that now is the time, that the glory, that the glory come, and that the, that the glory come, and that it also that it glorifies his Father. Words. But then he's also praying for his disciples, and then he's praying for the church. And so, I mean, I think that's really cool. But yesterday, I think the big thing that hit me was, praying for glory. That's not something we really think about that much,
That's good.
praying for the glory. And then he goes in, because as Christians, we say that a lot. We say, oh, let the glory of the Father come, God be glorified, kind of thing. But do we re It was really cool that he went into this, and I started diving deeper into it later. But he's like, well, what does glory really mean? I was like, if you dive deeper into it, the glory is really just referring to the weightiness and the honor of God's presence. So God is praying, Jesus is praying, for the glory to come and for him to be able to glorify his Father. And so what is he praying for? He's praying that the presence of God reflect off of him and into the world. And if we're made in the likeness of God, we should be asking for the same thing. Hey, God, bring down your glory so that I can reflect it back onto you. So that when people come and talk to me, and people come and see me and interact with me, all they see is you. So I was like, that's cool. Glory equals God's presence. I thought that was fun.
That's real cool. That's real cool. And it really is true. Like when I think of God, all I think about is his glory, and how like he's just everywhere and like he's big and bold and all these things. And so it's just really, really cool.
And so
So.
we get to pray for the presence to fall, and then when we a and then you know when we ask for when we ask for things like that, I was like, when that happens, and his glory talks, and the presence falls, things happen.
That's
There's
right.
power
Amen.
in that.
Oh man, that reminds me of another song. I'm not gonna sing it because I'm a drummer for a reason, but there's power, wonder working power. Anyways.
Oh man, that's old.
I know I'm old,
That's
so
a
there you
that
go.
that's a that's a hymn.
Yeah, it's a good
Anyway,
time.
so
So
praying for the pray for the glory. Say, God, give me your glory so that I can reflect your presence and reflect your image into the world. So
Amen. There's one other scripture I
prayer
wanted to bring
is
up.
powerful.
Prayer is powerful. It's so powerful. There's one other scripture I wanted to bring up, and it's one of my favorites. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, and it says, "Rejoice always." I like to emphasize the always. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Again, I like to emphasize that all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. So rejoice always, rejoice with everything, rejoice in every situation, because because it goes back to what we were talking about earlier of God knows what we need, and he knows what we can handle, what we can't handle, and that there's going to be good coming from it. So rejoice always, even when it's hard, still try to find the power to rejoice. Try to find the strength to rejoice. Pray without ceasing. So don't stop. Even if you felt like you've been praying for the same thing for a really long time and you haven't seen breakthrough yet, don't stop praying. The Bible tells us to ask and keep asking. And so don't stop praying. It says, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. So don't stop praying. There are things in my life that I'm still praying for, that I've been praying for several years now. And I've seen some breakthrough, but it's not where I, it's not, I'm still not finished yet. And so I still pray every single day. So don't stop asking. And there are other things where I've been praying for years and that haven't seen breakthrough yet, but it doesn't mean that I stop asking. So pray without ceasing for anything, even if it's the simple things, pray without ceasing. Even if you think it's silly, it's just you and the Lord. God already knows how silly we are. So even if you think it's silly, go ahead and pray for it. It's true. If I'm a goofball.
I'm sorry. Let me just say this. This is the image that popped in my head, okay? The meme that goes around and it says, I can't remember what the look on this guy's face is on this meme, but it's like a ridiculous, like, what the heck kind of thing. He's like, you know that moment when squirrels are like running back and forth in the road and they don't know which direction to go, and you kind of look at them like, what in the world are you doing? I don't want to hit you and kill you. God is probably thinking the same thing about us.
Maybe he is. That's hilarious. But God already knows. He knows how crazy and silly and goofy we are. We don't need to tell him that. He already knows. He made us that way. Praise God. He made us that way. So pray without ceasing, and then give thanks in all circumstances. So even if it's hard, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's God's will for us to pray. It's God's will for us to rejoice, and it's God's will for us to give thanks.
Not only is it his will, it's a commandment.
Amen.
There's a scripture right before he teaches his disciples how to pray, right before the Lord's Prayer. It says, when you pray, when, not if, when. It's a commandment. We're supposed to.
Yeah, when you pray. I like to say that, like when you're believing something in, like when you're speaking something into existence, like you just know you believe that strongly that God's gonna do something. You're like, when God does this, when God heals me,
Hey, when this happens.
when this happens, I can't wait. And so it's the same thing. Like God is saying, when you pray, like he's not asking you to pray. He's telling you, like Alyssa said, he's telling you to pray. And so it's really cool. So moral of the story, just pray. Just talk to God every single day. Just talk to God. Even if it's just a, hey God, what's up? How you doing? Or hey God, that's another thing. Hey, I did this today. Thank you for this opportunity. Like God knows what you did. He knows what happened. He sees all, you know. But for us to just be like, hey, I did this today and it was super cool. Like that's just really having a relationship with the Lord and having communication, constant communication with the Lord. I've done that before. I'm like, hey God, today was really cool. Thanks for blessing me. You know?
Even just reading the Bible, I mean, that's communication, because what is the Bible? It is God breathed. Everything in that book is
That's
God's
right.
words. He's speaking to you through that too, so
That's right.
part of communication.
Amen.
And to
Well,
go along and to go along with like with what Melissa was talking about with 1 Thessalonians, where it says all is like do everything. I'm getting ahead of myself. In 1 Corinthians 10, where it says, whatever you do, do for the glory of God, everything you do.
right.
Yeah.
That's
So,
right. That's cool.
yeah.
Praise God.
Prayer.
Prayer. Well, we're so glad that you are continuing to listen to us and our goofiness. And we really just hope and pray that you hear the Lord. That you hear the Lord in this, you hear the Lord throughout your day. That you just hear the Lord and that you just learn God's will for your life because He loves you so much and He does want to stay in constant communication with you. You're not just some person to him. You are who you are. He wants a relationship with you specifically. And so pray that you will just walk with him and just know that he w loves you and that he desires to be with you and he desires for you to be with him and to walk with him.
And don't just take our word for it. Go see in the word for yourself. Don't just take our word for it. Go study it yourself too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're just two people. We didn't breathe the Bible like God did. God knows the Bible. That was
Was a funny example, though.
oh, Lord bless me. No, but God's word, it comes from him. It comes from the source, right? And so go, like
Yeah,
Alyssa
go
said,
straight to
go.
the
Go straight to the
Straight to the
source.
source.
Go study the source. And just study his word and study what he says about prayer. And try it out for yourself. If you haven't prayed or haven't talked to the Lord before, try it out and see how it goes. And then tell somebody about it.
Find you a good group of people.
Yeah,
A good
amen.
group of, Bible believing people.
That's right. But all right. Well, thank you all for listening. And until next time, peace out.
Peace out.